It's election day in the United States. Voters across that country will go to the polls to decide who their next president will be. Will Kamala Harris of the Democrats become the first woman president, or will Republican Donald Trump be re-elected 4 years after he was defeated by Joe Biden? Audrey Carvel is in Washington for Morning Ireland. Let's go over to her now. And it's just hours away, Audrey, from when polls will open across the United States. Will you set the scene for us?
Good morning, Mary, from the capital of the United States. It's 2:15 in the morning here. So please bear that in mind if you're watching me on the cameras today. In a few hours' time, millions of people across this country will be going to their polling station to put a tick beside the name of the person they want to be the 47th president of the United States. I'm talking to you this morning from our radio studio on Connecticut Avenue. We are about a 4 minute walk from the White House. And on Monday, I went there in full tourist mode to get a look at it. But I could only see its roof. The White House, Mary, is like a fortress. Its entire front is blocked from view by hoardings, by steel barriers all around 3 metres tall. And outside the gates, there are dozens and dozens of these barriers just waiting to be put up. And it's a similar story around all of the main government buildings, Capitol Hill, the Pentagon, around major tourist sites like the Lincoln Memorial. Those barriers are up to prevent anyone from getting close. Why? Well, the Department of Homeland Security, it has put in place a special security operation across the country for these days around the voting and for the counting of the votes. The police and the army are on high alert because they want to avoid a repeat of what happened on January 6th, 2021, when those heavily armed supporters of Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building here in Washington as it was meeting to certify the election result, the vote that Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden, but which he still refuses to accept. And 5 people were killed in that attack. The most notable thing about Washington, from our perspective since getting here on Sunday night, is how quiet it is. The streets are almost empty. And now Washington, as many will know, it's a city that's usually packed with hundreds of thousands of people who work for the federal government. But right now, most of them have packed up. They've gone back home to do their work. We were able to drive around Washington yesterday with great ease. There were very few cars on the street. And you can feel an edge, a tension in the city because people are very worried what will happen over the days ahead. If the election is close and Donald Trump loses, people are fearful that his supporters will once again take to the streets. We've seen many business owners boarding up their offices and shops. And many of the people I spoke to here have said they would prefer to be well away from Washington in the days ahead.
It is now decision time, Audrey. How are people deciding which candidate to give their votes to?
Well, you're right, Mary. I mean, the campaign is over. The opinion polls matter not a jot. The people will decide over the next 24 hours or so. And make no mistake, this is a very divided country. It's almost like two nations sharing a plot of land. When chatting to people across the last couple of days, I asked them if it really was as divided as we perceive it to be from this distance across the Atlantic. But no one disagreed that it wasn't divided. The supporters of Kamala Harris all said they were very worried about the future of their country. They said that they just could not talk about politics at home or with their friends for fear of falling out with them. Donald Trump's supporters, on the other hand, they blame the division on the media. They blame it on the Democrats. They blame it on the federal government. So two competing visions of America have been emerging during this campaign and indeed for many months before. Worries about democracy, the economy, the border, reproductive rights, they are still the three top issues that will determine how people will vote today. In fact, in the past week in the swing state of Wisconsin, abortion has overtaken the other two to become the most important issue of concern for voters there. Well, I got out of Washington, D.C. yesterday and I travelled 50 kilometres east to the city of Annapolis. It is the capital of the state of Maryland, which has a Democratic governor. Annapolis itself, it has a population of around 40,000. It was the country's capital for about a year in 1783 after the Treaty of Paris was signed, which ended the Revolutionary War. And in fact, all 4 Maryland signers of the Declaration of Independence had homes in Annapolis and those homes are still there today. So that political history is still something that resonates strongly among the locals who live there now.
Here we go.
We've got a flag right down here, so if you want to stand up or remove those ball caps and join me, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey guys, thanks so much. Have an awesome day.
This is Chick and Ruth Deli on Main Street, Annapolis. They start every day with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's something of an institution here. It opened in 1965 and it's always busy. Locals, tourists, some shipmen, and some days we're told the governor might even pop in. The governor's table is reserved every day. On the menu, delicious crab cakes, Chicken Ruth's famous sandwiches, and colossal milkshakes.
That is a colossal milkshake. It really is. It's 6 pounds of milkshake. We've got to eat it all in an hour. Are y'all ready to start? All right, go.
Right. Oh. Tony is the manager.
Most of us grew up going to elementary school, and that was part of our routine. You did the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and we try to keep that history in the restaurant. And a lot of people just come in just to hear the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. So we like to have that part of our daily routine.
Well, your people up there ordering?
Yeah, I only have three.
Deborah, thank you so much for talking to us. You're here to have some breakfast, so I won't keep you. Who do you think you're going to vote for?
I don't think I know. I am voting for Harris. She is the only candidate.
What issues are affecting your vote?
Democracy. That's number one, because we will lose that with Trump. It'll be changing the whole country. And also women's rights and also the right to choose.
Have you found the cost of living expensive over the last number of years?
Only groceries, really. Nothing else. We live a modest life, and we always manage fine. We're not big spenders. It isn't the economy for me. I'm worried about democracy.
Here we go.
Ma'am, have you decided who to vote for?
Yes, I have, and I've already voted. I voted for Harris. Obviously, I believe in her policies, and I believe in the entire reproductive rights thing. I was 18 when the first one was passed 50 years ago. Took great pride in that effort, and it would just be a huge step going backward, I believe.
So abortion and reproductive rights, that's the most important issue for you in this election?
Oh no, don't get me wrong. The most important issue for me is to continue being America. My father, for example, is named in the World War II War Memorial in Washington, D.C. And there's a reason that we've fought and done all the things that we have over the history of our country. Those beliefs and foundational processes, I believe in strongly, and that's the reason I'm voting for Harris and against Trump.
Well, we've come outside now to the main street of Annapolis. It's pretty busy this early morning. The flagpoles are dressed in the stars and stripes. There's nautical flags as well, reflecting the city's naval background. The US Naval Academy is not far from us here. And tourists come from across the country, across the United States, to enjoy what Annapolis has to offer.
I just got them online.
I can't believe I didn't put mine on.
Huh?
2016, 2020, and 2024.
I voted for Donald Trump. Because this country is in such disarray, if we don't change things quickly, we're not going to lose the country that we've known for years. So I need somebody that's strong. I'm not interested in his personality. I'm interested in his policies. And I think his policies has been the best we've ever had since Ronald Reagan.
And what policies specifically on what issues have decided you?
Well, for me, it's going to be the immigration. It's going to be the economy, which is critical to me as a small business owner. You're looking at the inflation rates, which are horrible. You're looking at interest rates, which are horrible. So I'm voting for somebody that I know is going to stand up for me and my family. I think we need to open up the fracking so we can start becoming independent again with our energy.
And on immigration, he says he will deport 1 million illegal immigrants, many of them with children who were born here. Do you support that?
Well, that's not true. He's not going to be deporting immigrants with children that were born here. He's going to be deporting the people that are committing crimes. The people that are here working and paying taxes, he's uninterested in getting rid of them. He's not stupid.
What about you, sir? You have a Trump hat on, so yes. You've voted for him, have you?
I've already voted, yes.
And tell me, what issues make you decide that Trump is your man?
The border, the main thing. He said he's going to clean up the border. I mean, Biden sold all the parts to finish the wall for peanuts, and so we lost all that. So we're going to build the wall, and we're going to stop all the immigration coming in. There's a lot of robberies, and it's just going crazy. And then they have big riots afterwards and all that kind of stuff. And the only people they're putting in jail are the Republicans. You know, look at January 6th. That was basically close to peaceful. And what do? They put all of them in jail. Black Lives Matter burns down buildings and all that. And nobody goes to jail. Or they're out the next day because Kamala Harris had a fund to get them all out of jail for bail.
But January 6th wasn't peaceful. I mean, a police officer was killed.
A police officer was killed. But the people who say they were killed, they weren't killed that day. A couple of them had heart attacks after the day, the next day, and nobody was actually shot. The only woman that was shot was the one in the Air Force, the young lady in the Air Force, who didn't have any weapon or anything. And I think they had the FBI in there, were the disruptors, to get it all going. So I think that's how it happened, because most of them walked peacefully through the buildings, and they were just getting selfies in there. And a lot of those guys went to jail.
Do you think he'll win?
Oh, I think he's going to win, or the country's gone.
Some voters talking to us in Annapolis, a city in Maryland, the capital of the state of Maryland, ahead of today's vote. And thanks to all the crew in Chick and Ruth's Deli. Lots more to come on Presidential Election Day in the United States throughout Morning Ireland.